If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
And we're sure thankful for our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien.
Absolutely.
For all that great music behind our cow commercials.
Mm-hmm. And he graciously gave his permission for us to use it.
He said, knock yourselves out, boys.
Yeah.
Pretty good feller.
Good guy.
Yeah.
You betcha.
How about a little more music?
What you got?
Deacon Doug
is
riding along with us, D.W. Grothy, and he's talking about the little things.
I've seen sun go down from many places, seen it reappear o'er many hills. Sometimes I wonder why I keep on riding. Can't be for the money, it must be for the thrills. It's the little things in life that count, make it all worthwhile. It's the little things make you smile. A cowboy's pay from day to day, some don't mean a thing. Riches to a cowboy are the simple little things. When you hear a mama cow call in the morning from o'er the ridge looking for her calf, and the melody of a meadow lark singing to a cowboy's ears are soothing as a pretty young girl's laugh. It's the little things in life that count, make all worthwhile. It's the little things that make you smile. A cowboy's pay from day to day, some don't mean a thing. Riches to a cowboy are the simple little things. I've seen lots of winter snows fall deep and heavy, late April's when the prairie blooms again. And I love the smell of sagebrush while I'm riding, and the sounds of raindrops dancing on my slicker in the spring. It's the little things in life that count, make it all worthwhile. It's the little things that make you smile. A cowboy's pay from day to day, some don't mean a thing. Riches to a cowboy are the simple little things. Riches to a cowboy are the simple little things.
Well, he's right. Riches to a cowboy are the little things in life. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
warm fingers, warm toes.
Yeah, you know. There's a lot of things to be grateful for, aren't there?
Yeah, you don't know that you're thankful for them until your fingers are cold.
Well, or until you don't have them.
Until you don't have them.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the true measure of our thanksgiving.
I like that one. That's awesome.
W.T. Percocer said that.
You know, why don't I know most of these names?
You know, because because we don't read.
Oh, my heavens.
Anymore. Right. Thanksgiving just gets me all warm and tingly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all kind and all kinds of wonderful inside. Willard Scott said that.
Willard. Yeah. I do know him.
Yeah, we know who Willard
yeah,
Scott
the old
is.
Weatherman, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Best of all is to preserve everything in a pure, still heart, and let there be for every pulse a thanksgiving, and for every breath a song.
Oh,
just
my.
Poetic.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Conrad Van Gessner.
Van Gessner.
Von Gessner.
Von.
Von Gessner.
Von Helsing.
Yep. Right.
Nice.
I think that it is better. It is a better thing than Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks living.
Oh.
Yeah. How is this to be done? By a general cheerfulness of manner, by an obedience to the command of Him whose mercy we live, by a perpetual, constant delighting of ourselves in the Lord, and by a submission of our desires to His will.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Ooh, that gives me chills.
Instead of Thanksgiving,
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I'm going to use that.
That's a good one, isn't
That's
it?
That's a good That's a one, yeah.
Charles Spurgeon, if you want to give him credit.
Good
and,
job,
and if you don't, just say, hey, some guy I heard this quote, I don't remember his
I
name.
I came up with this myself.
Right,
yeah.
No, this is Charles Spurgeon.
Awesome. Yep. That's good stuff.
It is good stuff, yep. And I think you're right. We're going to just change that to Saint Thanksgiving, aren't
Thanks
we?
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Yep. I'm with you on that one. Yeah. Well, let's do a little poetry, shall we? Yep. We're going to do a little Richer Than the Wealthy. I have no need for summer homes or a mansion on the hill, a life filled with constant leisure or with artificial thrill. I was taught by a working dad to take pride in digging a ditch. I am richer than the wealthy and more well off than the rich. I have no need for fancy clothes. As kids, we were all well-dressed. Maybe not with the stylish fads, but we're always clean and pressed. I was sent to a sweet mother who knew how to sew and stitch. I am richer than the wealthy and more well-off than the rich. I have no need for exotic cars that cannot run in the snow. The kind that needs a whole pit crew just to make the darn thing go. I was raised to be a horseman, not afraid that one might pitch. I am richer than the wealthy and more well off than the rich. We have no need for fancy balls nor grand nights out on the town. My wife and I don't even own a tuxedo or an evening gown. Our kids make us want to stay home, and that really fits our niche. We are richer than the wealthy, and more well off than the rich. I have no time for debutantes. My grandbuddies are my joy. We go to town, I buy them treats, and once in a while a toy. But we do not tell their mothers, 'cause we ain't no kind of snitch. I am richer than the wealthy, and more well off than the rich. I have no need for prissy pets. My old cow dog runs amok. He don't go to the doggy spa. He just rides there in my truck, a loyal partner to a fault that just loves to scratch an itch. I am richer than the wealthy, and more well off than the rich. I have no fat portfolios, rare diamonds or golden rings. I have sufficient for my needs as to the worldly things. God blessed me with what I need. I subsist without a glitch. And that makes me richer than the wealthy and more well off
than the rich.
You know, I just got to tell you, we are richer than the wealthy.
We truly are.
And more well off than the rich. What's Dick's pick this
week? Oh, a classic Chris LeDoux.
What's he singing?
The Ride.
Ooh, very nice.
I was 6 years old, my brother was 10, when July day came running in. Seen a Ferris wheel at the edge of town, so of course we headed on down. Well, it took us an hour to walk that far, carrying our fortune in a mason jar. It was all pretty sad, a cheap county fair, with a few old rides, but there was ponies there. Well, the ponies stunk and the air was still in that dusty circle behind the Ferris wheel. This old guy smelling a smoking rum swung me up and set me down on one. Well, I'd never rode a horse, but I'd seen it done. Cowboy movies made it look like fun. This old man whispered a few soft words. It was the best advice I ever heard. And sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high. Keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky. And live like you ain't afraid to die. And don't be scared, just enjoy your ride. I went up a kid with shaking hands, but I came down a full-grown man. It's like he'd cast some voodoo spell. Things were different for me now, I could tell. Cause whenever troubles came wandering in, his rhyme would pop in my head again. And somehow I rode through the needles and nails, brambles and thorns that life entails. And sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high. Keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky. And live like you ain't afraid to die. And don't be scared, just enjoy your ride. Well, I know someday farther down the road I'll come to the edge of the great unknown. There'll stand a black horse riderless, and I'll wonder if I'm ready for this. Well, I'll saddle him up and he'll switch his tail, and I'll tip my hat and bid farewell, and lift my song into the air that I learned at that dusty fair. Sit tall in the saddle, hold your head up high. Keep your eyes fixed where the trail meets the sky. And live like you ain't afraid to die. And don't be scared, just enjoy your ride. Nah, don't be scared, just enjoy your ride.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy the ride. Darn right.
You know, just be happy with what you got.
Your thanks living.
Yeah, thanks living.
Absolutely.
There you go.
We need to ditch out to a commercial right now.
Really?
And when we come back, you are going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.